We're not going to do Cat in the Hat. And we're not, let's see. What book you want to do? You want to do a book? Which one? It's a lot of them. Yeah. I'll get up there and I'll pick a book, okay? Let's see. Which one is this? That is The Emperor's New Clothes. No, we don't want to read that. Which one is this? Let's know it's Air. Be careful. Be careful. You heard me. Yes. We can read the Jungle Book. Jungle Book? Read about Baloo? Well, here, I'll just take some down. And we'll decide. Okay. There you go. No Tarzan. Lion King? Mufasa? 101 Dalmatians. What you want? No. Don't do that. That's Woody. See Woody? You see Twister? No, play with yours. Yes. No. You like Toy Story? But we had a movie. We're not gonna read Toy Story. You gonna read to me? That would be nice. Here. We said Toy Story was out. Not Toy Story, but Tarzan. You didn't want to read 101. We just finished reading that one. Move on, Bugs Life. Are you my mother? There's Beauty and the Beast, Dinosaurs. No, we're stacking those up. Now this is Disney, Cat in the Hat. This is Disney. Disney. What you doing? You've got that book. You don't want that one? Xavier. Xavier. I know you hear me. What are you doing? You okay? Are you okay? You over there coughing? Oh, haven't decided. Do you like the pic? Can I see that? Can I see that, please? Just for a second. What are you doing? You don't know yourself. Xavier, can I have that? Let mommy see. Thank you. We can read Toy Story. I know you like it. You watch the movie all the time. Let me see. Yeah. My mama has a book. And we will read Toy Story since that seems to be your favorite. Okay? Let's see. Move these out the way. Move those. You've got a thing for Woody, huh? Come on. Come on up here. Come on, Xavier. Can I see the book so I can read? Would you like to give me the book so I can read? It's not hard. Let me see. Come on. Come on. Okay. Come on. Come on. Here, get the Arthur book. See? That's his room. Okay. Disney's Toy Story. Woody. See Woody? Yeah. See Buzz? You see Buzz? Okay. Sheriff Woody faced the Fabulous Outlaw. One minute. Outlaw Bank Bobber. Burt. Can I have this? I can't read with your hand on it, Pooh. Black Bart, who's played by Mr. Potato Heart. Mr. Potato Head. Reach for the sky, you rascal, Sheriff Woody said. Little Andy Davis aimed his two toys to each other. As always, Sheriff Woody won the fight. Andy knocked over Mr. Potato Head, saying, "Sorry, Outlaw. Sheriff Woody was too fast for you. You lose." And all of the toys Andy loved, and Oliver Toys and Andy love Sheriff Woody the best. Just then, Andy heard his mother calling. "It's time for your birthday party," he asked. "Stop, Pooh. You like that? You get to see Buzz again. Don't turn it over. See, look, there's Woody. Buzz will be next, okay?" Just then, Andy heard his mother call him. "It's time for my birthday party," he asked as he ran out the room. When Andy was gone, all of his toys could walk and talk. "Andy's birthday party," Woody said to himself. "This is terrible." Woody ran to Slinky Dog. "Slink," he said quietly, "I've got bad news." "Bad news?" Slinky shouted. "Shh," Woody whispered. "Just get everyone together for a meeting." Woody led the toy meeting. We'll all be moving to Andy's new house, so everyone should find a moving buddy," Woody told them. The toy nodded. They already knew about the move. Then Woody added quietly, "And Andy's birthday party is today." The toys panicked. "The guests are already arriving," said Ham, the piggy bank. The other toys ran to the window. "The guests are already arriving," squealed Ham, the piggy bank. Other toys ran to the window. They saw Andy's friends carrying gifts. The toys were afraid. What if Andy got new toys? Would he throw his other toys out? "Don't worry, no one will be thrown away," Woody reassured them. "See Pig? See the piggy bank? That's Ham. There goes Slink. See Slink? Potato Head. There's Woody. You see Woody? Yeah, okay. Let's turn the page. Okay. "But Woody, send some toy soldiers to watch." "No, you can't pull a page. No. Look what you did. See?
Yeah.
Woody. Okay, look. There's Woody on this page. You see him? Okay. Now let me finish reading, okay?" Yeah, Buzz. There's Buzz. "But Woody sent some toy soldiers to watch the party anyway and reported by walkie-talkie. Luckily, most of the gifts were clothes and games. Then Woody opened. You done? Okay. Where am I at? Let me start over. "But Woody sent some toy soldiers to watch the party anyway and reported by walkie-talkie. Luckily, most of the gifts were clothes and games." Don't do that, Boo. Then Andy opened his last present. The soldier gasped. "It's an amazing toy." But the walkie-talkie stopped working before the soldier could relay the report. Later, Andy put the new toy on his bed. After he left, Woody and the other toys approached the stranger. Suddenly, the new toy jumped up. "My name is Buzz Lightyear. I come to your planet in peace. My ship crashed, landing here by mistake. Rex, the dinosaur, got very excited." "Are you really here from outer space?" Woody sighed. "Of course not. He's a toy like us." "Excuse me, but I think the word you are looking for is Space Ranger," Buzz told him. "I'm the captain of the space fleet. And as soon as I fix my spaceship, I'm going back home." All of the toys were impressed, except Woody.
I have special wings. I can fly, Buzz told him. No, you can't, Woody said. Can, said Buzz. Cannot, snapped Woody. Buzz replied, yes, I can, and I'll prove it to you. Then Buzz leaped off the bed to infinity and beyond, he cried. Buzz landed on the rubber ball, bouncing onto a toy race course track, sliding up and down and up, then went flying through the air. He landed right in front of Woody.
Yellow.
Can, Buzz said smugly. That wasn't flying, that was falling with style, Woody said. But the other toys thought Buzz was great. See, Buzz? Who's that, Woody? That Woody? Hmm?
Yeah.
Woody?
Hey.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Buzz?
Ta-da!
Yeah. Okay. Suddenly the toys heard shouting. It was Sid, the boy next door. Sid liked to blow up his toys, and that's just what he was doing now. The toys were glad they lived with Andy. Andy loved his toys, especially his new one. He began playing with Buzz all the time. Woody became jealous.
Yeah.
One night, Andy was going to... Excuse me. One night, Andy was going to Pizza Planet for dinner. You can only bring one toy, his mother said. Woody wanted Andy to bring him, not Buzz. So he tried to make Buzz fall behind Andy's dresser. Woody aimed RC, a radio control car, at him. Zoom! Buzz jumped out of the way just in time. See Buzz? See RC? See RC? Woody's got RC. Yeah. Look, there go Potato Head and Dinosaur. See Rex? Buzz and Woody. Sam? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, let's turn the page. Okay. Mm-mm, stop now. Okay, the car hit the globe instead. But the globe hit the lamp and knocked Buzz out of the window. The other toys rushed over to see what had happened. They looked at RC. The little car whirled and whirled. The toys were surprised and angry that they looked at Woody. You used RC to knock Buzz out of the window, Potato Head accused. No, no, Woody cried. I didn't mean to. The other toys didn't believe him. Woody did not know what to say. All the toys were angry at him. Bo Peep felt sad. She couldn't believe Woody would do such a terrible thing. See Bo Peep? Just then, Andy came into the room looking for Buzz. But since Andy couldn't find his new toy, he took Woody in the car instead. Buzz...
Yeah.
Yeah, Buzz. Buzz was in the bushes nearby and saw the car leave. He quickly ran and grabbed hold to the bumper. See him grab it to the bumper? Yeah. Okay. Don't do that. Don't do that. We're almost finished, okay? You don't want to read no more? You just want to look at the pictures. You just like looking at the pictures of Buzz and Woody. You should let me finish. They were almost at Pizza Planet. He was getting ready to get in the car. You like Andy's room? That's a picture of Andy's room. Yeah. Wait just a minute. I'll be right back. Okay. Here. Here, let's read this. Here, I'll read this while you look at Buzz, because you like Buzz. Okay. You just want to look at the pictures. You don't really want me to read it. So I'll read something else, okay? How about, are you my mother? Want to read that? I'll read that one. You look at the book. Just listen. Are you my mother? To my mother. Are you my mother? A mother bird sat on her egg. The egg jumped. Oh, said the mother bird. My baby will be here. He will want to eat. I must get some food for my baby bird to eat. She said, I'll be right back. So away she went. The egg jumped, and jumped. And out came a baby bird. Where is my mother? He said. He looked for her. He looked for her here. He looked for her over there. He looked up. He did not see her. He looked down. He did not see her. Well, I'll go and look for her, he said. So away he went. Down, out of the tree he went. Down and down and down. It was a long way down. Baby bird could not fly. Okay, the baby bird could not fly. He could not fly, but he could walk. Now I will go and find my mother, he said. He did not know what his mother looked like. He went right by her, and he did not see her. He came to a kitten. Are you my mother, he said to the kitten. The kitten just looked and looked. It did not say a thing to the baby bird. The kitten was not his mother, so he went on. Then he came to a hen. Are you my mother, he said to the hen. No, said the hen. The kitten's not his mother. The hen wasn't his mother. So the baby bird went on. I have to find my mother, he said. But where? Where is she? Where could she be? Then he came to a dog. Are you my mother, he said to the dog. I'm not your mother. I'm a dog, said the dog. Then the kitten's not my mother, and the hen's not my mother. The dog wasn't my mother. So the baby bird went on. Now he came to a cow. Are you my mother, he said to the cow. How could I be your mother, said the cow. I'm a cow. The kitten and then the hen were not his mother. The dog and the cow were not his mother. Did he have a mother? I did have a mother, said the baby bird. I know I did. I have to find her. I will. Now the baby bird did not walk. He ran. Then he saw a car. Could that old thing be my mother? No, it could not. The baby bird did not stop. He ran on and on. Now he looked away. He looked down. He saw a boat. "There she is," said the baby bird. He called to the boat. But the boat did not stop. The boat went on. "Hey, look, way, way up." He saw a big plane. Hey, here's my mother," he called out, but the plane did not stop. The plane went on. Just then, the baby bird saw a big thing. "This must be my mother. There she is," he said. "There's my mother." He ran right up to it. "Mother, mother, here I am, mother," he said to the big thing. But the big thing just said, "Snort, snort. Bye. You will watch Cinderella. Bye, Gabby. Bye."
Mama.
Okay, Zabri, we're going to have to wait for a minute. Your sister needs something. And what are you doing, mister? Doug O'Barney. Okay. Now, wait a minute. I was reading the book, Xavier. What'd you do with the book? There it is. Now we were on the big thing that went snort. Remember the big thing went snort? Wait. Okay. Wait. Gotta find it. We've gotta get to the big thing that went snort. Wait a minute. Where is it? Just then, the baby bird saw a big thing. This must be my mother. There she is, he said. There's my mother. You listening, Xavier? He ran right up to it. Mother, mother, here I am, mother, he said to the big thing. But the big thing just said, snort. Oh, you're not my mother, said the baby bird. You're a snort. I have got to get out of here. Oh, no. The baby bird could not get away. The snort went up. It went way, way up and up and up it went and up, up, up went baby bird. Oh, no. But now, where was the snort going? Oh, no. Oh, what is this snort going to do to me? Get me out of here. Just then, the snort came to a stop. Where am I? Said the baby bird. I want to go home. I want my mother. Then something happened. The snort put that baby bird right back in the tree. Then baby bird was home. Just then his mother, the mother bird, came back to the tree. Do you know who I am? She said to her baby. Yes, I know who you are, said baby bird. You're not a kitten. You're not a hen. You're not a dog. You're not a cow, you're not a boat, or a plane, or a snort. You're a bird, and you're my mother. See that? Baby bird found his mother, Xavier. Look. Yeah. Okay. We read the books. Toy Story book. We're going to put some of them up, okay?
What are you doing? You have just knocked the books everywhere. No. 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 Get here. Get your block. Get your block. Get your baby block. You get your baby block, and I'll get the books. How about that? Does that work for you? Good. Okay. What? Oh. Okay, I got him. I got him. Okay. Stop. Stop. Don't do that. Let's see, these are Disney too. Xavier, what are you doing? Let's see, we've already read where's Baby Mickey's red ball and Baby Donald makes a snow friend. And Disney babies at the big circus. Okay, we read about letter A, B, and C in the alphabet. So let's see. And we tried reading Toy Story, but you didn't want to do anything to take the pages because you saw Woody. See all the Dalmatians? Look. Ooh. Pretty, huh? You like them? Okay. Excuse me. What are you doing? We can read about the 101 Dalmatians. Okay. Wait. I gotta open the spine up. There we go. What you got there? You got a block? We can read Cinderella. That's what your sister's in there watching. She's watching Cinderella. Can I comb your hair? Here. It's in your hair. I did it again. What you got? You got a comb? You gotta come. got a comb.
Oh, somebody tickle this. Zay, you want to pay patty cake? Pay patty cake. Patty cake, patty cake. Come on, get in. You and your sister play patty cake all the time. Come on. Put them in the pan. Put them in the pan. You like that part. Here, come on. Patty cake, patty cake. Clap. Clap. Patty cake, patty cake. Patty cake. Patty cake. Roll them and you 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 put them in a pan. Patty cake, patty cake. You rolling them? You rolling them? I see you rolling them, you rolling them. You roll them and you roll them and you put them in a pan. Hey, you patty caking? You patty caking? I see you patty caking. What you do with your Barney book? Who is that? That Barney? That Barney? That Barney? That Barney? Let me see. I want to see. Let me see the Barney book. Take that out your mouth. Barney. You sing the Barney song? Savior, what are you doing? You playing with your block? Huh? You playing with your block? Come here. Hi. Hi, Savior. Hi. Hello. What are you doing? Mm-mm. Back up. Hello. No. Your milk good? It's gone. Here. Okay. Sorry. It's all gone. Oh, you're leaving me? Mm-hmm. Borny.
Okay.
You sing Borny's song. Sing the Borny song. I love you.
I love
you. Yeah. Finish. You sing Borny's song. Mm-hmm. I love you. You love me. No, I don't want no milk. Thank you, though. Uh-oh. No. No. Here. What's the matter? Savior, I'm sorry. I'm back. Come back up here. Aww. Here. You don't want me to leave you. You don't want mommy to leave you. Mommy won't leave you. Can I read to you now? Mm-hmm. 101 Dalmatians. See all the doggies. See the little puppies. See the puppies. Ooh. It's a lot of them. See the dog? I see. See our little bitty puppy? See? Oh, you like that one? You like that one? You want to see Borny? Well, here, give me Borny. Take your bottle. There you go. I can read to you. You don't want to read? You sure? How about you read to me? You want to read to me? What? Are you trying to talk to me? I don't understand what you're saying.
Stop. What do you want? Oh, Jungle Book? Jungle Book? They're in the jungle. You see the monkeys? You see the monkeys? See the big bear? Huh? Yeah. There's a snake, too. You see a snake? Snake, can you see a snake? There. There are the monkeys. The monkeys. Don't rip the page. No. Save it. Just turn it. Don't tear it. Just turn it. Here. I'll help you. There you go. No more Jungle Book. Where are you going? Leave the 101 Dalmatians alone. Xavier? Xavier. Yes. What you doing? Oh, here. There. There's your block. Did you want your block? You can have your block. I didn't know what you were reaching for. That's why I asked you what you were doing. You should have told me. I'm trying to get my blocks. I would have helped you reach it a long time ago. Xavier, when are we gonna walk? That is the hot topic of today's conversation. Aren't you ready to walk yet? You can sing, you can talk, you can feed yourself, but you can't walk. Are we just not ready to? If you wouldn't walk on your toes so often, it'd probably be easier. Oh, are you laughing?
Okay. Xavier? Can I see that? Let's see out your bottle. Thank you. No. Stop. Mm-mm. You're not knocking on the door for someone, Xavier. Stop. I know. It's difficult. I'm so unfair. Stop it, boy. Stop, boy. Touch while knocking on stuff like it's a door. Don't fuss. No. Don't fuss because I didn't yell at you. Stop it. Uh-oh. Xavier. Why are you beating on stuff? Why are you knocking on the wall? No. No one's gonna ask you and say who is it. Stop. I know, Pooh. But you cannot knock on the wall like it's a door. You gonna be a drummer when you grow up. You don't know. Oh, stop being mean. Stop being mean. Here. Calm down. Here, lay down. I read your book. And we can just talk. Okay, you took the book, so maybe we'll just talk. Put your block down, you place your block. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Xavier. Don't put your fingers in my mouth. I'm gonna talk to you with your fingers in my mouth.
No. Don't do that. That wouldn't be nice. And oh.